Good morning. It's good being with you again this morning. There is an attitude that has become quite prevalent in society today, one that was truly unheard of 50 years ago. I grew up in a small Midwestern town surrounded by pig farms and cornfields. Downtown consisted of a town square with businesses around the edge of a park. That old park even had a stage with a band shell. Life was so much slower then. Most everyone you met there were members of one of the several churches in town. There was somewhat of an unwritten rule that businessmen claimed allegiance to a particular church. It was not uncommon to see deacons of various churches socializing in one of the various clubs in town, like the Rotary Club or Lions on Friday night, and in filling their positions on Sunday. To make it in any form of leadership meant the ability to at least be able to talk Christianity. That overall national moral climate no longer exists. We have traded our God-speak for vulgarities, and our church attendance with everything from soccer matches to skiing. Our country no longer claims to be a Christian nation, and the world now sees us through secular lenses. Whereas once principles of God's word and Judeo-Christian values were fiercely protected and proudly heralded to the world, today, those same values are a source of mockery and held as the source of society's ills. What's happened to our once God-fearing spirit? Well, over time, the devil has patiently encouraged Christians to become complacent in their faith. He didn't mind if we went to church and sang in the choir. It really didn't bother him much when we chose to dress up on Sundays to give God our best. Oddly, even our offerings didn't seem to upset him much. However, when preachers dared challenge their people to live pure and godly lives and share their faith with others, he just couldn't take it. Have you noticed the wildly different responses people can give to the same sermon? I never cease to be amazed that I can preach what I think is a dud of a message, and several will beeline up to me to tell me how blessed they were, while others won't even make eye contact with me. I'm learning that preaching tends to have varied responses, often based on the spiritual condition of the listeners. It is with that in mind that Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 1:18, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God." Some will hear a fiery sermon about the judgment of God and walk out as carefree as if they'd heard a vacation Bible school story, while others will be broken in tears, confessing sins and getting their hearts right with their God. The difference can't be the message. It has to be the condition of the listener's heart. Much of the world today has grown not only complacent to preaching, they've become critics and mockers. To them, preaching is a foolish waste of time. They don't believe in the authority of the Bible. They question the reality of Christ and see no reason to subject themselves to a religious lecture with a bunch of stuffy old Christians. So that's where the world is today. However, unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. Preaching is the lifeblood of the church. God has chosen the foolishness of preaching to purify his church and motivate them to spread the gospel to the lost world around them. The preaching of the cross is our hope for the continuance of the New Testament church. It is with that conviction that we must dedicate ourselves to remaining faithful to the house of God. God bless you today. I love you.